Wonderful. If you're just joining us, I'm Deborah Lou Harder in the WRTI 90.1 Performance Studio, and we have just heard Hal Grossman on violin and Kate Ransom on violin in a sonata in E minor by Jean-Marie Leclerc. There was so much lightness and spirit in that piece, and we always hear about Leclerc as being the founder of the French school of violin playing. What makes it particularly French?
Well, Leclerc was a big pedagogue, and he had a very influential violin class, and he sort of organized the French style. So in this piece, I think you hear a lot of the mordants and the trills, and he kind of organized that. He organized that fashion in the French school.
And became famous for all his compositions and all the students that he influenced. And Kate, you are a great influencer of students. You're the president of the Music School of Delaware in Wilmington, and also the founder of the Seraphin Ensemble. And you are heading up this wonderful festival that's taking place starting tomorrow, I believe.
Thank you. Yes, this is a great new venture in Wilmington, Delaware, the Seraphin Summer Music, which is one of the activities of Seraphin Ensemble. And the home of Seraphin Summer Music now is the Music School of Delaware. That's our host home. They have a very visionary board of directors, which recently adopted the festival as a program of the school. So we hope it's going to have a long life ahead.
And this particular piece will appear on a French program, I believe.
Yes, the French program, French Foray, opens the second week of the festival on the 27th. So the opening night of the festival, the first concert, is tomorrow night. And the artists all arrive from various parts around the country on Sunday evening to start rehearsals. So everybody's been busy all week.
Oh, sounds like a lot of fun. And I just wanted to hold up your brochure for the camera here for anybody who's listening and watching online. We have a YouTube link, and you can watch the video directly from our website. This is a wonderful brochure that tells all about the amazing 8 concerts that will be comprising the festival and how many players are involved.
So we'll have 18 artists participating over the 2 weeks, 8 concerts over the 2 weeks. And the configurations are anything from solos. You'll hear a little snippet of one of the solos that's going to be played this week for solo viola. There's a solo piece for a violin in the second week, one of the beautiful Bach sonatas for solo violin. But then it goes up to players, 6 players, ensembles, and piano quintets. We're going to do our finale doing 2 wonderful string sextets, one by Brahms and one by Tchaikovsky.
Sounds like an amazing lineup. And we would love to bring now one of these players that you just mentioned to our spotlight, Luke Fleming. Hey, Luke.
Hi, Deb.
So you yourself are a violist who's played in many quartets, and I believe that you're based in Manhattan. How did you become involved with this festival that's taking place in Wilmington?
Well, when I was playing in a quartet, and at the time Kate was also playing in a quartet, Kate had asked me to come and sub with them because their violist was on maternity leave. I'd been recommended to her by somebody. And I came and actually wound up playing with them for quite some time because their violist took an extended leave. And since then, Kate and I, our paths have crossed at various festivals, a couple of which are run by her brother, Will. And when Kate decided to start this, she asked me to come and play, and I was happy to. It's a lot of great music and great people.
And we're going to hear you now in a solo viola piece, which is rather unusual, has kind of an interesting background. Can you tell us a little bit about the Max Reger that we're about to hear?
Sure. Well, Reger's not a household name kind of composer. He's mainly known today among organists. Organists kind of have a special place for him. He was an organist himself, wrote a lot of works for organ, probably largely because of his love for counterpoint and the music of J.S. Bach. And he also loved writing music for strange combinations of instruments. In the case of this piece, it's not a combination of instruments, but it is odd, a piece written at the time he wrote it for solo viola. Bach had written these wonderful 6 sonatas and partitas for solo violin, the 6 solo suites for cello. So he decided to write 3 solo suites for the viola. And there's a lot of similarities between Reger's writing and Bach. In the particular thing I'm going to play, you get the, it sort of recalls the last movements of a lot of Bach's unaccompanied suites, which are these sort of modo perpetuo, virtuoso kind of things. And that's what I'm going to play now, the last movement of his first solo suite for viola.
Wonderful. ¶¶ Bravo. If you're just joining us, I'm Deborah Lou Harder in the WRTI 90.1 Performance Studio, and we've just heard Luke Fleming in a solo suite for viola by Max Reger, one of the movements from the first suite. Congratulations. That's beautiful. Kate, can we bring you up here? So Luke was just mentioning how he was in the Ataka Quartet, I believe, and Kate, you were a longtime member of the Seraphin Quartet, which has now become the Seraphin Ensemble. Can you tell us a little bit about that evolution?
Sure, yes. Well, quartet was my pipeline into becoming a musician. That's why I went into the profession of the musical arts. And what a rich experience it has been, as it turns out, for me through my lifetime. Two major string quartets, the Alexander String Quartet, then the Seraphin String Quartet for the last 19 years. So, there are times of transition in organizations of all kinds. That one of the important roles the Seraphin String Quartet played was as quartet in residence at the University of Delaware for 9 years. And that residency is coming to an end, has just ended at the end of this academic year. And we've had a rich relationship there, which is continuing, but it's time to do something different. So the brainchild of that was the evolution of Seraphin Ensemble, which is a little bit of different undertaking. So it's a roster right now of about a dozen artists, Hal Grossman, Luke Fleming, and myself, and a number of others, who will collaborate in programs throughout the season, various locations, and definitely in this area, the Philadelphia, Wilmington, and greater Brandywine Valley area throughout the season. But the big project is the Seraphin Summer Music, which, as I said, will be a continuing undertaking. So my colleagues from Seraphin String Quartet will be joining as some of the artists for the festival this year. We hope that we will collaborate with guests from time to time, but the roster artists are making a special commitment to try to meet up in locations around the nation and play throughout the season. So I'm very excited about it. It's a really different thing. The festival experience in particular is really interesting. We have artists from all over who, most of them know at least one other player in the festival, but they're making new acquaintances, new colleagues. And one of our special challenges is the art of collaborating on the spot. So you have a very intense time to get acquainted, match your playing, make decisions, and put the pieces together, and then share these treasures, these riches of chamber music with the audience.
That's great. We just mentioned that it's going to be a wonderful array of concerts, 8 different concerts in 10 days. How does this serve the community in Wilmington?
Well, for many, many years, I think over 30 years, after over 3 decades, there was a chamber music festival which took place at the Music School of Delaware, but was not a program of the Music School of Delaware. And it had a really, really wonderful following. When they discontinued their concerts in 2017, a void was definitely left for those chamber music lovers and those listeners who had followed it all those years. So this is definitely filling in that void, but I think it's a little bit different landscape in what we're doing and bringing the artists from all over to collaborate with local artists as well. So we have members of the University of Delaware faculty who are part of the festival. We have one or two who are on the faculty of the Music School of Delaware, and it is a partnership between those two organizations that's making this possible.
Well, that sounds like a very creative and wonderful endeavor. I think we'd love to hear some more music that will be performed on the Summer Music Festival. Could we introduce the next piece?
Sure. This is a movement from a duo for a violin viola by Michael Haydn, the younger brother of Joseph Haydn. An interesting story behind this piece. Michael was very sick. He'd been commissioned to write 6 sonatas for violin and viola. He'd written 4 of them, and he got sick, and to the point where he was pretty much bedridden and just couldn't write. He was working for Mozart's former employer, and he was friends with Mozart, as was his older brother.
In Salzburg.
Yeah, in Salzburg, exactly. He asked Mozart if he would complete the sonatas for him as a favor. Mozart did this, and he presented the work as his own. The reason we now know that the two famous violin-viola duos were written by Mozart and not by Michael Haydn is because the difference between the two is just striking. The deception was discovered very quickly, especially because Michael Haydn's employer had just employed Mozart. But the main difference that you'll hear is in Mozart's duos, it's very much equal partnership between the violin and the viola, Mozart himself being a violist. Michael Haydn, it's much more of a violin show. The viola is kind of an accompaniment, but a beautiful, beautiful piece. This is the slow movement from the D major duo.
Couldn't do it without you, Luke.
Oh, thank you, Kate.
That was absolutely delightful. If you're just joining us, we're in the WRTI Performance Studio, and we've just heard Kate Ransom on violin, Luke Fleming on viola, and they just performed beautiful Adagio from Michael Haydn's Duo No. 2 in D major. When you hear that, you just are reminded of the richness that the viola adds to any ensemble.
Thank you. I'm forced to agree with you.
Absolutely gorgeous. And we're going to hear you in the final piece, too. And I'd like to bring Hal Grossman back up to our performance space for our final selection. Now, all these pieces are going to be performed at the Serafin Summer Music Festival, an array of 8 concerts in 10 days, and a really wonderful lineup of repertoire and performers. I think you said 18 musicians will be taking part, and it's filling a big need in the area of that you're going to be performing, Wilmington, Delaware, to take the place of a former chamber music festival, which was highly regarded and highly followed. So wonderful. If people want to get tickets, how can they do so?
So it's easy to get tickets by calling the box office at 302-762-1132 or visit brownpapertickets.com. And also you can get all the information of the program. You can view the program booklet at the website Serafin with an F, S-E-R-A-F-I-N ensemble.org.
Great, and I wanted to mention you can get all that information also on our website, WRTI.org, with links to the Serafin Summer Music Festival and all the information. Our final piece has a very interesting story behind it because there's a bit of a medical tinge to it, and apparently Dvorak was inspired to write for this combination of instruments because he overheard one of the medical students who was boarding with his mother-in-law practice with his violin teacher. And Dvorak was a violist, I believe?
Yes.
So, Hal, you have a bit of a medical interest in musicians' problems. Could you just tell us a little bit about that? And I wanted to mention also, Hal, that you are professor of violin at the University of Oregon.
Right. So clearly Dvorak needed the Grossman method back in the day. So the Grossman method is something I've been working on since 2004. And it's a course of study for musicians to learn how to play healthy. And there's workshops and a retreat and all sorts of good things like that. It's been pretty helpful, I think.
I'm sure it has been, and people can visit your website.
Right. You can go to thegrossmanmethod.com and find out all the information.
Okay, great. Well, we would love to hear you play one last piece, and I believe this is appearing on the final or the opening concert of your festival.
This will be on the opening concert tomorrow evening at 7 p.m. at the Music School of Delaware in Wilmington, Delaware. It's the Dvorak Terzetto, which is for two violins and viola, and we're going to play the scherzo movement from that piece.
Thank you.
Bravo. That was enchanting. We just heard the Scherzo movement from Antonín Dvořák's Terzetto for two violins and viola, and performing were Hal Grossman and Kate Ransom on violin and Luke Fleming on viola. Thank you so much for coming. They will be performing this at the opening concert of the Serafin Summer Music Festival taking place at the Music School of Delaware tomorrow night. Congratulations on the upcoming festival, and thank you for coming.
Thanks for having us.
Yes, thanks, Deb.